Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Think all those hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I am Rocky. I am, of course, joining me once again today is Big Shot.
What's up?
And, of course, you're watching us on Periscope. Thank you for everybody that's on Periscope during the show today. You know, chat with us. Let us know anything you want to talk about, we can talk about. We're going to talk about college basketball on today's show. Major League Baseball a little bit, maybe, and maybe a little bit hockey. Of course, we'll try to do our cash money players of the week, two words for you, and Bon Voyage. So we got a great show, man. You know, Super Bowl is Super Bowl Sunday.
It is Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right.
The week is just flying by. These 2 weeks have been amazing as a Panthers fan. But I want to be buying a Super Bowl champions t-shirt. I saved my money. I didn't buy the conference champion t-shirt. I was tempted to, but I didn't want to buy that. I want to buy a Super Bowl champion t-shirt. So come on. Come on, Panthers.
Do you see the Super Bowl 50 shoes?
I saw those. The ones in the magazine, the gold and gray ones. They look a lot like the Yeezys.
The golden gray ones? What you talking about?
You talking about these?
You talking about those?
Yeah.
No, I like those. Ooh, I do like those. I like these better.
Whoa.
You like those?
Those are pretty sweet.
I wanted to get a pair of those, man.
With the gold Air Maxes, yeah, on the bottom?
And then they're pretty nice. I got a pair, you know, when we were Super Bowl last year, I did get Super Bowl shoes. But they're $200, man.
$200?
Yeah. I'll have to talk to Easy. Maybe we can get us a cheaper deal.
Nike is hustling, man.
Dude, hey, I don't blame them. Actually, if you go to NFL.com, the prices for Super Bowl 50 stuff was more expensive than go to Nike.com. And they're Nike, no matter where you get them. So that's in case you want to go get something for your wife. You know, it is almost Valentine's Day. Nothing better than going to get your wife or girlfriend or your partner some Super Bowl 50 merchandise.
Way to win some brownie points.
That's right. You really want to make your husband, wink, wink, or, you know, whatever, happy, go out and buy them a Carolina Panthers outfit.
I'm sure she wouldn't appreciate flowers and candy or some jewelry. She would love some Super Bowl gear.
Absolutely, dude. My wife would love a Super Bowl shirt and stuff. But no, anyway, we got a great show. We're going to talk some college basketball and cash monies. Man, college basketball season is almost down to conference tournament play. We only got about 2 more weeks, and we're there. But first, let's go into who you sitting at the bar with.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car.
and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
Who you got this week?
I am sitting with Ronda Rousey. Have you seen the pictures of her in this body paint bathing suits that she is wearing? Woo! Hello, Ronda. Can I buy you a drink? I miss you. You're my number one side piece.
I am sitting with my man, Rob Gronkowski.
Big Rob.
You are my hero. Dude, you are the one person in the sports world that can say anything you want to say and not be hated. He recently said at Arizona State he was a male stripper during a bachelorette party. And nobody said bad eyelash. Everybody laughed at him and thought it was great. Now, if Johnny Manziel did it, watch out. But, you know, Gronkowski can do anything wrong. And it's nothing wrong. You know, he's a single guy, has a good time. I'm sitting with Gronkowski at the bar. Can you imagine the fun sitting at the bar with Gronkowski?
You get too many drinks in him, though. He might slam you on your neck. So,
hey, that's fine. He can RKO me, you know, to a table. I don't care. But there's nobody more loved that goes out and drinks and parties than Rob Gronkowski. It's crazy, Johnny Manziel, you know, but at least Gronkowski goes out in the field and produces.
Exactly.
That's the big difference.
Johnny Pop Warner don't produce anything.
But it's great, dude. So I'm sitting with Rob Gronkowski. And plus it'll be a lot of fun. In case you've never seen him and Beast Mode play Mortal Kombat, you got to check it out because them two playing it on Conan O'Brien last year was great. getting into college basketball, like I said earlier, we're getting into the conference championship season, tournament season. Number two, UNC loses to Louisville 16, 71-65. Dude, I said on the show last week, I thought UNC would finally lose a game in the ACC to Louisville, and Louisville end up winning. UNC's 19-3, 8-1 ACC. Saturday, they got Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Tuesday, they're at BC. They're on the road next couple weeks or next week. Louisville, number 16, 18-4, 7-2 to ACC. Upcoming schedule to Saturday to BC, Monday at Duke, a huge game for Duke. They need to win this game to stay above 500 in the ACC. Duke is 16-6. Saturday, NC State. Monday, home to Louisville, like I said. Duke is unranked for the first time since 2007. You ain't happy.
It's just been a different year from Duke. I expected the drop off after
but
last
this
year's
dramatic
great run. We lost everything. They lose everything. It's hard to replace so many good players. And I mean, players that were just bench warmers for you this year, last year, are asked to be superstars for you this year, and it just doesn't happen like that. And you're playing a lot of great competition. Now, the losing streak was unexpected. No, I didn't expect them to lose 3-4 in a row. Not in conference like they've been losing. But you live by that three, you die by that three. Emile Jefferson being out really has hurt them as well. They're playing so shorthanded. I think Duke is only playing six players
the entire game. Your star, I guess Ingram's your star, but Grayson Allen. Say what you want about Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen is not a J.J. Redick type of shooter. He is a drive to the basket. And if he can't drive to the basket, he struggles. So your leader is a guy who all he can really do is drive to the basket and dunk and make good layups. I mean, he's not a great jump shooter
at all.
So, I mean, you know, I think they put too much hope into Grayson Allen this year.
He's had moments. Brandon Ingram has had some good games too. He's scoring the ball pretty well. They've struggled rebounding the ball. I mean, they're getting killed on the glass. Teams are really abusing them as far as the offensive rebounds. They're just throwing it up and knowing that, hey, Duke can't rebound. If Marshall Plumlee doesn't get the ball, nobody else for Duke is going to rebound.
Right. They're not tough inside like they've been in years past. I mean, they just don't have the depth. And they're not down. I mean, they're 16-6 and 5-4 in ACC. It's not like the bombs fall out of it and they're Clemson or anybody. They're 16-6. You don't still make the NCAA tournament. As long as you don't keep losing games, you don't make the tournament. So, I mean, because they can lose 9 games and still make the tournament.
Like I said when the season started, if Duke makes a sweet 16 with this team this year, that's a great year for Duke.
The team that really needs to watch out is Carolina, because Carolina's got Duke twice. Usually the years that Duke gives them a lot of fits is the year that everybody says they're down. And, you know, you play Ingram and Allen, they could get hot, you know, watch out.
Both of them go for 30. They can beat you.
Right. So, but some other teams, Clemson's 14-8, 7-3 to ACC, Saturday at Virginia Tech, Monday to home Notre Dame. Clemson is right there. They're number 3 in the conference right now. Virginia is number 9 overall, 17-4, 6-3. Wednesday, home to BC. Saturday at Pittsburgh. Tuesday, home to Virginia Tech. They got some games coming up. Saturday at Pittsburgh is going to be tough. Of course, Pittsburgh, Saturday to Virginia. Tuesday at 17, Miami. Skipping to Miami, 17-4 overall, 6-3 ACC. They lost to NC State last Saturday, a huge win for us to keep us alive. Who's going to win the ACC regular season title?
I still got Carolina winning the regular season title. I think they will finish with the best record. Now, when the tournament comes around, anything can happen in the ACC tournament. But as far as the regular season championship goes, I think it'll be Tar Heels.
You know, I picked them to win the regular season this year. They won it last year. I'm still going with Virginia. They're 6-3. Carolina's 8-1. They still got to play Duke twice. They got a tough game Saturday at Notre Dame and BC. And BC always gives them fits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I watch Notre Dame game. I think Notre Dame can win that one. But I'm going to go with Virginia. Won the ACC regular season. And, of course, in a couple weeks we'll do a big tournament special because, you know, we'll have all the tournaments beginning. But that's all our college basketball we'll talk about today. College football signing day, we talked about it earlier. ESPN 300 number one recruit Rashawn Gary commits to Michigan over Clemson. This guy is 6'7", 280. Huge guy. Or 6'4", 280, that's what it is. The top 5 recruiting classes, Ohio State was number 5, Ole Miss 4, LSU 3, Alabama 2, Florida State 1. Any thoughts on the recruiting class?
Rashawn Gary is 6'4", 287.
287?
I love Jim Harbaugh, man. He went and called Derek Jeter. He went and called Tom Brady. He spent the night at Gary's house to get him to commit. I mean, what else do you want someone to do to show you that they want you? So I am not mad at that.
Not at all.
Texas, what a run in the last, like, 24 hours for Texas, who was slated to have a pretty weak draft, signing day around 32. Next thing you know, just recruits just start signing from everywhere to come to Texas. Charlie Strong came on strong at the end, end up with a top 10 class. And what else can you say? Jimbo Fisher, this man has the gift of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
He gets recruits to come to Florida State. And I guess because the kids see, I see Jameis Winston in the league. I see E.J. Manuel got drafted, even though when Jimbo said don't draft a kid, he still got drafted the first round.
Defensively.
Defensive players getting drafted. I saw Devontae Freeman just got drafted. He was in the Pro Bowl. I see Kelvin Benjamin got drafted. Rashad Green got drafted this year.
Yep.
Played pretty well down in Jacksonville. Jimbo has a, you go play for Jimbo Fisher, you're going to play for a really good coach and have a chance to, if you're a good enough player, make the NFL.
My surprise, Duke got number 28. Duke is my surprise, my disappointment. Oregon. 32.
Wow, Oregon.
How are you Oregon and you finished 32nd in the nation in recruiting?
I don't know. Team Nike? Yes. Can't finish in the top 10 in recruiting? All that money Nike just rolls into there?
And then my NC State Wolfpack. Really? 44th? We got 27 recruits. Can you name one?
Randy Moss's son.
That's true. Thaddeus Moss. We got Moss. That's all that matters.
You got that as well. They got a young quarterback coming in, too. It looks pretty good.
I hope so. We don't need it.
The ACC is just hard to compete with because Clemson, Florida State, they're going to get all the top recruits around the ACC area. Miami, of course. Miami, even with the coaching change, has the 19th rated class coming in. Carolina is up around 34. Like you said, Duke, amazingly, with the 28th ranked class, number 4 class in the ACC. So, ACC is really starting to be competitive, man.
That's true. Mrs. Murray, no problem. Welcome to the show. She says, sorry, she's late.
What were you doing? where have you been?
No, we're just kidding. We're glad you're here. Everybody on Periscope.
I guess
we're
better late than never. That's but right. Never late is better.
That's right. That's all that matters. NC State, we got Moss to talk about. We got a 3-star quarterback, par him. We got a safety and a deep tackle. We got 1 4-star, 22 3-stars, and 4 others. So there you go. Great recruiting class for the ACC, I think. You know, you got Clemson and Florida State, top 10. Michigan, I think Michigan's on the way up in for a while, which you should be with Coach Harbaugh. So, anything else on recruiting?
Nick Saban, what else can you say? Alabama, he just gets it done, man. Goes out, wins the national championship, 70 years old, still bringing in all the top recruits.
Reload.
How about Ohio State losing all the players? Probably they lost Joey Bosa, who's probably going to be the number one pick in this year's draft, and got his younger brother, Nick Bosa, who they say is probably going to end up being better than Joey was. That's crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw that his brother, I was like, wow, okay. And that's got to be a big thing. You know, these guys from Florida, because he's Florida high school, go to Ohio State. They leave the state of Florida. They don't go to Florida State. They don't go to Florida. You know, they don't go to Miami. Mark Richt, you know, that's one I thought would be higher up in the rankings. And they had number 19 class.
Well, you know, he just got in there. Give him – wait, watch next year. Miami will have a top 10 class next year.
Probably. But let's get into our cash money players of the week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy. Southern smoke.
All right. Who you got in cash money?
Angelique Kerber beating Serena Williams in the Australia Open final over the weekend. Also, Novak Djokovic, who continues to be the most dominant male tennis player in the world right now. He destroyed Roger Federer and Andy Murray over the weekend. There's nobody that can touch this guy. Steve Clifford getting his 100th career victory as the Charlotte Hornets head coach against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers Wednesday night. Way to go, Coach Clifford. Let's give some love to LeBron James, the youngest player to score 26,000 points and pass Kevin Garnett, playing the Hornets for 16th all-time on the scoring list. Is there any more cash money? And let's go ahead and give the Panthers an early cash money, because when they win the Super Bowl, they'll be the only cash money winners next week.
You're probably right. For me, the NFL reaches $450 million deal with CBS and NBC for Thursday night games. Each network will have 5 games next year for Thursday night.
I saw how they were splitting that up, too. Like, the CBS would have the first half, and then NBC would have the second half.
Yep. So, more money going to NFL. There you go.
Yay.
Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Odell Beckham Jr., top 3 jersey sales in NFL this season.
Ooh.
That's big for Cam.
Team Under Armour.
Kobe Bryant scores a season high, not career high, 38 points, including 7 threes as Lakers end 10-game losing streak. Connor McDavid of the Oilers, first game back, has a goal and assist. Steph Curry scoring 51 points versus John Wall in the Wizards. Hit 11 threes.
Including 7 threes in the first quarter, 25 first quarter points. His 7th 20-point quarter of the season.
This is getting insane.
This guy is unbelievable, man.
He is playing John Wall, who is bigger and quicker, and still can't stop him.
Nobody can stop Steph Curry, man.
I ain't saying this is Jordan, because there's only one Jordan. There's only Curry. But this is becoming one of the greatest seasons you'll ever see.
And yeah,
in NBA history.
The times are different. You know, you can't hand check
you
anymore
can't hand
in
check.
The NBA. You
there's,
can't.
There's not
hit
body check.
On picks.
No.
But you got to knock down shots. And nobody knocks down shots like Stephen Curry.
No one can guard him. And that's the biggest thing. The best guards can't guard him. Kyrie can't guard him. John Wall can't guard him. Both of them's bigger.
You
both
put
of them's
a bigger
quicker.
Defender on him. He goes right by the bigger defenders. Kawhi Leonard had no shot when they played the Spurs last week.
Okay, well, hold on a second. None of your business says and want to hear your opinions. All right, well, ask me your questions. I can see it. So go ahead and ask. We'll talk. But Steph Curry, 51 points against the Wizards, amazing. Jeremy Lin is my other cash money. He scored 24 points with 8 assists versus the Cavs in a win.
Jeremy Lin was off the hook. Business.
So that's our cash money players of the week.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Who do you think is going to take the championship this year? The NBA championship? Golden State.
The Warriors. Unless they run across some kind of injury bug.
Oh, you're from Cleveland? Hi. They're from Cleveland taking the Warriors. The way the Warriors are playing, dude, there's hard to be in. I mean, the Cavs could win.
They could win.
If you play, you got to play old school against the Warriors, I think. The only way you win.
And LeBron has to play out his mind, and he needs a lot of help from his running mates. Lots of help.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. Kyrie, the key to the Cavs season is going to be Kevin Love.
Exactly.
Kevin Love needs to be scoring 20-25 a game.
If he goes cold like he did last night against the Hornets, they struggle. Because he's the only one that has a tough time getting shots on his own. LeBron and Kyrie can get their own shots.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. They just don't click. It's just something, the three of them, it hasn't clicked yet.
Like I was saying earlier, Chris Paul for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Let's make the trade. Come on, Clippers. Come on, Cleveland.
You really want to see that trade to go through.
The Clippers ain't winning no championships. Clippers ain't going to get out the West.
No.
Even if Blake Griffin comes back, they're not going to beat Golden State. They're not going to beat OK City. They're not going to beat San Antonio.
Talking about basketball and NBA. Let's go to some Major League Baseball news. The Dodgers hired Greg Maddux and Raul Ibanez as special assistants. Owners are worried about teams tanking. What do we think about the Cavs firing Blast? Well, it's a year too late.
Yeah, they should have fired him before last Christmas.
They shouldn't have hired him. I think it was a huge mistake.
Well, they hired him under the assumption that he was going to coach Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins. They had no clue LeBron James was coming back.
They hired Tyronn Lue before him. They hired the highest paid assistant in the league before the head coach. That never works out.
I thought they should have hired Mark Jackson. I really thought they should have went and hollered at Mark Jackson.
Agreed.
But it is what it is. I'm not a GM. I'm not an owner of a team, so I can't make those decisions. But Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy, Tom Thibodeau is out there right now. I mean, yeah. there's some places you could have went.
If you don't hire Tyronn Lue as the highest paid assistant, you knew he was going to be head coach at some day. Yeah, I mean, you know, we didn't know when. It was a matter of time for him being head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ain't going to hire Mark Jackson, LeBron needs somebody that he respects as a coach. You know, he does. I mean, you know, there's a reason Mike Brown got fired twice by LeBron James. Now, I'm going to say LeBron James. I ain't saying he's a coach killer, but he's not a coach saver. He doesn't save a coach.
I mean, he's won coaches. Coach of the Year awards. He's won coaches championship. So say what you want to say about him, but
he doesn't save a head coach, though. I mean, if the head coach is on the chopping block, hey, you ain't winning. That's the one person that can go. LeBron.
So how do you think that conversation went? Griffin walked in. LeBron, can I fire Black? Wink once for yes, wink twice for no. He winked that one time.
You can't tell me David Griffin didn't go in and say, LeBron, what do you think about David Black?
We know what LeBron thought about David Black. He called him out several times. Remember the Chicago Bulls series? Coach Black drew up some play for me to throw the ball in. I said, scratch that. Give me the ball right here. I'm going to take this last shot. I'm going to win the game for us. When your best player is saying – coach gave a play and I said scratch that, what does that tell you about the coach? It means the coach ain't crap. He ain't squad douche.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and it's sad for LeBron. It is sad for one thing. He's never had a coach that's been really great. I mean, he had Eric Spoelstra, but
Spo is just all right.
How do we feel about Manziel and the Browns moving on?
It's the best move the Browns could. They shouldn't have never drafted him.
Yeah, huge mistake. Manziel doesn't care about being a starting quarterback in this league.
He was correct about one thing. He said he wanted to wreck the league. He is helping wreck his reputation in around the league.
The Browns need to draft a quarterback that actually wants to study and be a quarterback in this league. We were talking about it earlier. If you want to be a quarterback in this league, and say what you want about Cam Newton, he has made progression to at the line of scrimmage. He tries to make the right play calls. Johnny Manziel don't know what to think at the line of scrimmage because he doesn't play NFL football. He plays college backyard football.
Exactly. I want to run around. I want to make some plays with my legs. I want to maybe throw it up and get lucky from time to time.
Right, and you can't do that.
You can't do that in the league, man. You got to live in that playbook. If you want to be a professional quarterback for a long time, your off time, your off seasons can't be spent in the club. It needs to be spent in your playbook.
Exactly. But, you know, some other news talking about baseball. The owner's worried about teams tanking. You know, baseball's – the season's around the corner, man. We're about 16 days away from catchers and pitchers reporting to camp. So, some NHL news. Pacific All-Stars win. Pacific Division beats Atlantic Division 1-0 to win 3-on-3 tournaments, which is a $1 million bonus. John Scott named MVP, scoring 2 goals. John Scott is in the All-Star game after only having 1 assist all season. I think it's a gimmick. Commissioner Gary Bettman signs a 6-year extension through 2022. Do we watch any soccer?
I watch Euro Barclays from time to time. It just really depends on who's playing.
Usually World Cup. I try to watch some soccer, but it's tough on a Sunday afternoon when they show the games. It's usually football on, or you know, usually, you know, when you're married, you spend time with your wife. and last thing, you know, but we watch some soccer, man. I like soccer is probably one of the hardest sports there is. I will definitely say that. But it's hard to keep me entertained watching soccer. But we're going to go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words. Cam Newton's Versace pants he wore on his flight to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Zebra print.
Styling and profiling.
Right.
Versace, do you hear about Belk's shutting down for the day so the Panthers' families could shop?
Wow.
They shut down Belk's, not for the players to shop, but the players' wives and family to shop.
That's cool.
Who knows all the players' families?
You got to have the special card you got to come in with. Can we go back to NHL for a quick second?
Yeah, go ahead.
The game, they actually had a 7.7% rating.
So it did do pretty well.
It's up 33%.
You know, it's a 3-on-3 tournament. I had to watch it just to see how it would do, and it was better. But the whole thing with the NHL All-Star game is you had a guy that is in the minor leagues on the All-Star team that, I mean, what's going to happen next year? Let's go get another minor league player?
I guess. I don't know. Hold on. I think I'm reading that wrong. The NHL All-Star game actually had a 1.17% rating, which was a 24% increase.
Hey, I see. Increase. Dude, that's all you can do is get better.
Like, the Pro Bowl had a 7.7% rating in 2013, but it only had a 5% rating for this season.
The problem with the NHL, and we've talked about on the show, is the only thing they got to get on major network. I mean, NBC doesn't show their games much.
They show them on the sports network.
Right.
If you're going to be NBC and this is going to be your sport and you're going to run with it, it's got to be on the mother station.
Right. It needs to be on ABC, CBS. It needs to be on the NBC
station. It needs to be on the NBC, the WCNC network. It can't be on the NBC SN network. It gets lost.
Do we pay attention to UFC? I do. He pays to it. He pays. Big Shot pays more attention, so does Easy. Who you got, McGregor or Dos Santos, right?
I got McGregor.
I got McGregor.
I can't go against Conor right now.
Conor's a bad man.
He's a bad boy. I'm hoping that he wins. I hope Nick Diaz keeps winning. I would love to see those two get in the ring, the octagon together.
Two words for you. Duke being unranked for the first time since 2007. This was more for Kyle because I'm, you know, UNC.
As expected, I kind of felt Duke would be down this year. So, as expected, not too big on the radar because I'm waiting for next year's class. Henry Giles, Jason Tatum.
Don't underestimate this Duke team, Miller. I mean, they still might make some noise in the tournament.
I hope Coach K is feeling better. He missed the game against Georgia Tech the other night. Jeff Capel stepped in and led us to a victory the other night. But Coach K, get better, man.
Come on, y'all were playing Georgia Tech.
Still, Duke has been struggling. You know, teams get on a losing streak. You lose a little confidence. You need a confundance charm to get you going again.
Two words for you. Ken Stabler found to have CTE.
Wow. Kenny Stabler found to have CTE. Concussion movie.
Black eye, man. I mean, you know, another black eye for the league right now. Colin Kaepernick wanting to play for the Jets.
Who cares?
Big dummy. Really? You got freaking You have your coach. It should be your coach that is going to coach. Chip Kelly is coaching the 49ers. I can't think of a better place you should be playing than San Francisco. And you got Torrey Smith and Bolden. You got some pieces. You got Carlos Hyde running the ball. You got pieces in San Francisco. I don't know why you just don't stay. That's where you need to be. Warriors are the favorites to land Kevin Durant. How scary would they be? Two words.
Hard to say. I know that's three words. Because Kevin Durant is so ball dominant. And I don't know how committed he would be to maybe getting 8 shots a game. And why would Golden State want to go and mess with the chemistry they have right now? They're winning championships and about to win 73 games without Kevin Durant.
I'm going to say, this is three. Who's going to stay? I mean, how are you going to keep all these guys? Jermaine Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant? Come on.
Well, they already got Green locked up. They got Thompson locked up. I think Curry has – next year will be the last year on his deal. Harrison Barnes, of course, will be a cut. If Iguodala wants to come back, then he would have to take a pay cut. That'd be the only way to pay Kevin Durant. But do you really see Kevin Durant playing second fiddle to Stephen Curry?
I think, does championships mean that much to him? I don't know. I don't know if they do. I mean, because this will be tough, dude. I mean, you don't leave your own little Batman to go play second, third fiddle. You know, and I think it will hurt the chemistry more than we think. Because Klay Thompson would be without the ball. Steph Curry would be without the ball.
Yeah, you'll be forcing to get the ball to Kevin, trying to keep him happy because you know he needs shots. I wouldn't go that route, man.
I wouldn't either. I'd go L.A. with Westbrook before I did that. Gronk saying he was a stripper at a bachelorette party during his college days.
Big Gronk.
Big party. This guy's always got a big party going on. Middleweight champion Alvarez versus Khan on May 7th.
Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan. I thought Amir Khan was going to be something better than what he was. Not interested at all.
Dance Party 2? I mean, you know, is it going to be like Mayweather and Pacquiao?
No, these guys are going to throw hands. They're going to let it go. But I'm just not interested. I want to see somebody step in the ring with Triple G. Is anybody out there in the middleweight division got the kahunas to step in the ring with Gennady Golovkin? That's all I'm saying. Please, somebody, anybody?
Somebody. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar takes Tim Duncan career over Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
One of the all-time Lakers takes Tim Duncan over Bryant.
I mean, Duncan was on my
I know. He was on year four.
So, I'm not mad. Not mad.
Not mad at
big
you.
Man standing up for another big man.
You know what? I'll say absolutely true. I'd take Tim Duncan over Kobe Bryant, even though I put Bryant on the Mount Rushmore. You know what? He's career. I mean, from the beginning to the end, Tim Duncan, who they've said is done 5 years ago, is still playing at a all-star level.
And he's won a ring,
you know,
more
still
recently.
Winning rings, yeah.
And has a chance to win again this year.
You know what? He's not been a team killer. Kobe's been a team killer. Kobe has killed the Lakers the last 4 years. I mean, you be realistically, nobody wants to play with Kobe Bryant.
Nobody wants
to go to play with Tim Duncan.
Nobody wanted to play with Kobe when he ran Shaq out of town.
Right. NBA 2K16 in legal trouble using tattoos that weren't licensed.
Oh, gosh.
Like they've been using the tattoos on LeBron and other players from a sketch shop, and the sketch shop says they weren't licensed, and they've been using them.
Come on.
Really? Is this what we're really getting into now?
I guess so.
Is this really? That's my three words. And Coach K misses first game since 95 with an illness.
Get well.
Yeah, get on back on the sideline soon. Let's go in Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, Bon Voyage. You got any Bon Voyages?
Chris Weidman suspended 20 games. I told y'all last week he's the guy that blindsided a referee, the head linesman, suspended 20 games. He's lucky he didn't get suspended for the rest of the season. To the NFL season, of course, Sunday is the Super Bowl, which will cap the end of the 2015-2016 season. Hopefully we cap it by Panthers pouring champagne on each other in the locker room after they won the Super Bowl. And to this episode of BSS Carolinas, thank you for joining us. As always, we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you for watching today's show, this week's show. Thank you, None of Your Business, and, of course, Mrs. Murray and everybody else on Periscope. The end of the NFL season is at the end, but it just begins because in 4 weeks will be the scouting combine will be starting, and we'll start the season all over again. A couple of Bon Voyages for me. Jeff Hornacek fired by the Suns. Vin Scully of the Dodgers, you know, great broadcaster, will wrap up his last year this year. 67 years as Dodger broadcaster. This will be his last.
Wow.
67 years.
What a long career.
Much respect, Vin Scully. You've been the voice of the Dodgers forever, and thank you for everything you've done. It's going to be sad listening to your last broadcast. Browns plan to release Johnny Manziel. We were talking about that. Sting to retire at the WWE Hall of Fame speech. Yankees first baseman Bird out for the 2016 season.
I saw
Big
that.
Big blow for you guys. Tony Stewart in the hospital after accident on ATV. And last but not least, Suns T.J. Warren out for the season with a broken foot. And, of course, this is, you know, last show of this week. Catches next week, most likely on Wednesday night. I will tweet out what time. Make sure you join us on Periscope. Let us know any questions, comments. Next week, the question of the week, I want y'all to tweet us. Join us on Periscope. It's going to be top five players in Super Bowl history and the add a coach. Give me a coach also. Give me a coach on the list. That could be your number six. But top five players of all time, because Sunday at the Super Bowl, they're actually having the 50 MVPs or the 42 MVPs, whatever, will be on the field during halftime. Steve Young and the other ones will be there.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah. So
five
can't
players.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, five players. Next week's show, give us five players and one head coach. Best Super Bowl.
Don't give me that
ever.
Tom Brady character. I don't want to hear his
name. No, he counts. And I ain't talking, you know, you can do a couple Super Bowl, you know, so anyway.
No Tom Brady.
You got anything else?
Always, sports is life.
And have a great week, and you can catch us everywhere. See you next week.
Side piece.
See you again when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work.